Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hey, podcast friends. Thank you. Make sure you spread the word. Share the podcast. That little share button you got right there. Subscribe. Unsubscribe and subscribe again. So it counts as two people. Just kidding. I'm not going to beat the system. And go ahead and rate the podcast, especially if you're going to give it like 5 stars. I am here. I'm Matt Harris. There's Ramona Holloway over there. And there's Eric Kelly the second.
This is something that you owe me. Owe me a conversation about your other podcast, your true crime podcast. You teased in the studio to me that you were going to tell me what people were saying about your voice. Because for years, ever since we came to Charlotte, I don't remember it when we were in Columbus.
I don't either, yeah.
But ever since we came to Charlotte, people have said that you sound like Tom Arnold, the comedian Tom Arnold who used to be married to Roseanne.
Right. And the podcast she's talking about is the Murdoch Family Murders, Impact of Influence. It's that one. About 1.5 million downloads.
So 1.5 million downloads. And so at least 500,000 people probably heard your voice.
Yep.
What are they saying about your voice specifically? Because people are raving about the podcast.
Yes, there's another podcast out there and she hates on us. So her people then tweet to her. She's all, I don't really understand.
Well, generally what happens in these cases, the hater who is less popular becomes more popular by trying to bring down the people who are more popular.
I mean, she's doing great, and she's a great, I have nothing against her. I've never said one bad word against her.
So she feels threatened because you guys are that good.
But I don't really get it, because it's a podcast, but it's just like one news station hating on another news station because you're covering the same story. It's a story, and you're making a podcast out of it. Enjoy yourself.
Stop whining and promote your own podcast.
Ding, ding, ding.
But good for you, because every time you mention Matt's podcast, he gets more pub from the people who follow you.
Exactly.
So they're going to check it out to see, is he really that bad?
Yeah. Right. All right. Well, anyway, I have nothing bad to say about the person. I won't even mention her.
High road.
Because I do give her credit.
I
go higher.
Okay.
She said, one of her people, Zimmerman, said, have you considered it? Because she was talking about how people rip her for her voice or something. I get negative ones, but I don't get on there. And I'm not really crying about them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, have you considered a diet of Red Bull and cigarettes? Because that's what America is really looking for in a podcaster. So he's referring to me, because she had said something about me. And then he says,
Red Bull and cigarettes?
Red Bull and cigarettes. My voice isn't really raspy. I mean, sometimes when I do that podcast, I'm hella sleepy, because obviously we get up at 3:30. Sometimes I'm recording at 3 in the afternoon.
And plus also, you've been talking about the podcast a lot. You've done a lot of interviews about the podcast with Hollywood producers and, you know, Nancy Grace and Dick Wolf from Law and Order.
Yeah, yes. I don't think I sound like I have Red Bull and cigarettes. I'm not a fan.
Sometimes you do sound a little Red Bully and cigarette-y.
Raspberry sometimes.
Yeah. And just today you had a moment where you sounded like there was a puberty thing happening.
Yeah, you're right. I guess maybe I do.
So hard.
And then he goes on to say that I sound like a coked up Harvey Firestein.
Damn. Okay. Wow.
Harvey Firestein sounds like this.
Descriptive.
Can you talk a little bit more, because I need to hear it?
Because that's really, if you don't know who he is, he's like on what is it? Doubtfire, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes.
He's big on that one. That jumps out at me. And he was on Broadway my brain is not working. The Baltimore one. Hell, good morning, Baltimore. What's the show?
Hairspray.
Thank you. Jeez, good Lord, I couldn't think of it.
Oh.
Torch Song Trilogy.
Yes,
he's writer. Really well known for his theater work.
Hey, dogs, I guess very much.
Yeah.
People say I'm laid back on that compared to my, if he heard this show, he would not think I was coming.
But if you Google Harvey Firestein, the first thing that comes up is, why is his voice so scratchy?
Yeah.
So I can see the comparison to the scratchy voice.
Yeah. Well, you know, it doesn't even.
I don't think either one of us have voices. Well, really, anybody in this room. I don't say this to shade us. I say this to say that we don't sound like traditional radio people.
That's true.
And I've had people say, you don't sound like you're a professional radio person.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
I think you do, though.
Huh?
You are, out of anybody that's ever been on this show, you would be the number one.
Yeah. He's about right.
But
easy.
That's also not saying a lot.
Well, no,
it does.
Pretty normal.
That's great.
I'm a stammerer.
I'm being compared to people who they don't think belong in the industry at all. Like, of the people who don't sound like they belong in the industry, you sound the most like someone who belongs in the industry.
You sound like Tom Joyner, you know the show, right?
Right.
Civil Wilkes. Like, if Civil Wilkes was wittier, a little funnier, and had like a hearty laugh, it would be you. And Civil Wilkes.
Oh, thank you.
No, you're welcome.
People often say Robin Quivers to you. They say that all the time.
Yeah, I get that all the time.
Yeah.
Basically, any black lady who's ever done radio, that's who I get.
That's right, right.
Yeah. You know, Oprah, you sound like, you're not just like her. Have you ever heard of Oprah Radio?
Yeah, you sound like Gail. The other thing we want to discuss, well, he's not going to give up. You were hoping to get the Olive Garden secret, but he's not going to give it up. Eric used to work at Olive Garden.
No. And he, like, we were talking about how on Thrifty Thursday, there are TikTokers who found a cheaper way to make their restaurant favorites at home by simply buying the secret sauce or cream or dressing. And I said, I've done it. I bought the Sun Drop sauce from Ray Nathan's Barbecue, and I've purchased the Greek dressing from Open Kitchen right down the street from our studio. Mm-hmm. I've also purchased Olive Garden dressing. Mm-hmm. I love it that much, but even though you get some of the taste, you can never make it taste exactly like that restaurant salad. Now, Eric, because he worked at Olive Garden, says he knows the secret, but even though he's no longer loyal to Olive Garden.
No contract.
Getting paid.
By us.
Yeah. For this show.
Well, us, not you two. Radio One, remember that, okay?
So, we're all part of the same team now. Yeah. But you're still loyal to Olive Garden?
It's not that I'm loyal to Olive Garden. And it's not that I'm disloyal to you all.
Red sticks certain things. Over bros.
Sugar.
Wow.
Yep.
Did you really just say that just then?
Olive over bros? Did you,
I said breadsticks over bros.
Breadsticks over bros. There you go. Olives over hoes.
Can we get a t-shirt contract? Okay. 10% every time we say that.
Salt. It's salt.
It's not salt.
It's butter.
It's not butter.
It's basil.
It's not oil. It's not basil. I'm not telling.
Everybody.
I'm not telling. You could have been right. It could have been salt. It could have been butter. Could have been oil. It could have been basil, but you'll never know.
People rub their junk in it.
No. Oh, my God. Yeah, I would have to report the whole industry. Darden would have to go down.
We're done with those secrets. I don't think the Olive Garden secret is nipples, but I'm going to segue to that.
Oh, okay.
Well, nipples aren't in the salad. So.
They aren't. We talked about it a little bit on the air, but the prevalence of man nipples, you say, is out of control right now.
Oh, it's very out of control.
And I
you know what? I didn't notice it really until you and Eric brought it to my attention. Mm-hmm. Now I feel like my eyes are getting poked out every single day.
I noticed it, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago or so. It started happening to me. I don't know. And my Amy maintains that my nipples have been permanently scarred from my nipple rings that I used to have in. Because
you used to have nipple rings in?
I did indeed.
What?
One of them did get infected, so maybe it is a little bit.
Oh, God.
Oh. Wow.
But it was very satisfying when you squeeze
infected
a nipple.
Infected nipples.
Okay,
gosh, it's time to
daddy.
Go home.
But anywho.
You do that.
My kids were very disturbed when they found out I used to have nipple rings.
As they should be.
They should be, yes.
They definitely should be.
Yeah, yeah. But.
I will call Dr. Phil for the girls.
Yeah.
Because it's only a matter of time.
It's only a matter of time.
Dr. Phil, let's just keep an eye on them.
I think my wife can outweigh me and keep them somewhat even keeled in life. So I noticed it, and I think because I haven't been working out as much, I think maybe that's it. So
what does that have to do
with? Well, if I build my chest up, maybe it'll engulf the nipple.
Now, that's all I can see. And it's like the more you talk, the more they're poking out.
So,
and. So here's my question.
Yeah. Why is it happening?
Oh, I believe I know why it's happening. Uh-oh. It's because the undershirt is no longer respected. You have guys who used to be two-shirt guys.
Yeah.
Most guys I know, even if they had on a polo shirt, they had on a T-shirt underneath. And now T-shirt, is the shirt.
And it protected the nips.
And you have guys who are also wearing the like the moisture wicking golf shirts and t-shirts that are super thin.
Oh.
So, I mean, you can even see like the impressions of their chest hair.
Oh, they make it.
That's how much the shirts show.
Well, I never was a big t-shirt wearer. Every once in a while under a long sleeve dress shirt, I would, because
you have to wear it under a dress shirt.
No, you don't.
Please.
No,
please.
You don't.
Please.
Tell her, Eric.
You really don't.
Yep. See?
Oh. I don't.
Eric's allowed to say that. He's allowed to fashion.
But that's the.
No one does.
Because sometimes it really does ruin the shirt depending on the material of the shirt. And a lot of guys don't know that. Like, first of all, get a cotton button up, please. Please.
But the shirt also looks weird now. Nowadays, if you have a white t-shirt showing on, I think you look nerdy.
You do look nerdy. And it's disgusting. It's not cute. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
Well, if you have on a tie, you don't see it.
You really don't.
Oh,
you really don't.
But okay, but if you're not wearing a tie, then.
But otherwise, you're nipping out. And let's just put it like this.
Only recently.
If I or any other woman in this building came to work nipping out, it would be a big topic of discussion.
Well, we're talking.
It would be considered completely inappropriate and kind of tacky. Oh, absolutely.
Not for
if
me.
If I was nipping every day,
complain.
Every day.
I wouldn't complain.
Sir. Wow.
I mean, I would complain. I would complain. I wouldn't know on you. But
I don't
well,
even
you know
how to
Matt
take
might
this.
Might not notice because he didn't notice.
No, he
nothing.
Doesn't notice me. He doesn't notice me at all. And frankly, I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
But
you think I could walk past the studios of WFNZ, the sports station, and WBT, which has a nickname in the community of Bleep Boys Talking? Do you think that if I was nipping out all the time, that there wouldn't be serious discussion about my tackiness?
I don't know about tackiness, but they just say, you know, there goes Nippy Russell.
Oh, snap.
Why would I have a nickname? Why would I have a nickname?
Oh, Nippy Russell.
I don't know.
But you know what? That's what I'm going to start calling the dudes around the building. Every time somebody comes up to me and they're nipping out, I'm just going to say, what's up, Nippy Russell? What's up?
See how long before they catch on.
In fact, I'm going to create my own Nippy Russell Top 5 Radio 1.
There you go. Do it. Do it.
Oh, my. No.
Nippy Russell Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Nippy Hustle, too. anyway, my wife said I should consider nipple reduction surgery.
Well, you did say you started wearing Band-Aids.
I did Band-Aids one time in our Gastonia video because that shirt was extra nipply and I didn't have any really good clean shirts. And so
so weird.
I'll Band-Aid it, and which means now I'm going to shave the hair off my areolas because that'll hurt when it falls.
Gosh. This is all stuff I didn't want to know. Can we end the podcast now?
I'll probably get my brows done this week. I wonder if they would mind my while you're there.
Hey, while you're doing my brows, can you wax my chest?
Not my chest, just the areola.
Yeah, that would be so creepy.
Brow-iola.
That would be so creepy. Like, do my brows and my areola.
Well,
I swear, if they don't call the cops on you, they should, because that's creepy.
Hey, what if I don't say it? I just, because, you know, sometimes there's broken English or whatever. I say, after you do my brows, can you do this? And I just pull it up.
Now, I am pretty sure there is some gay bear in San Diego that is doing that right
San
now.
Why San Diego?
I mean, San Diego, it is the land of free and home of the gay. That is it. So, no, we're not going to do that. If you want your areola.
You don't think gays in Charlotte are as fastidious as gays in... Okay, never mind.
Okay. Never mind.
Send your hairy areola pictures.
Because then I'm going to get more information than I want.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't need all this information. I also don't need to see such.
You can.
Nippy Russell. Nippy Russell. I got to remember. It's
well,
not Nipsey,
all the
it's
little
Nippy.
Zaddies with hairy chests. It's at the Kelly Show on Instagram. I'm here for you.
Yeah, good Lord, man.
I knew he was going to turn it into his own personal ad. Like, and this is how I can get more dudes.
Yeah. It is. It's going to be. Yeah, you're going to.
And Kelly Show on Instagram.
Yep, exactly.
DM me. Slide on in.
Slide on in. I'll pull you in with that hair that's coming out of your nipple. I'll pull that in. Yeah, it is. It's great. I don't know if it's age or what. Maybe it's like, you know, nose and ears, they say, you know, grow or whatever. Mm. Maybe Nipsco, too. I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
But I'm going to try to figure something out.
Good luck with that.
Because even some thick shirts, it just powers on through. It's crazy.
Powers through.
Old man Nips, powering through your thick shirt today.
Is that like ear hair and...
Oh my God!
Nose hair.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Maybe
and dark toenails. Right. Is it something that happens to older guys?
Maybe. And I was going to call them Mandaids to put on your man nipples.
So you're going to market a whole? Or are they going to come in different colors, like flesh tone for black guys and white
white skin,
guys?
Whatever.
And,
yes.
Okay.
Or I could call them manipulate. There you go. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I kind of like Mandaids at first, but I'd like manipulate. Manipulators.
Manipulators. There we go.
Manipulate. I like it.
Manipulators. I
love
it.
Somebody invent that, please.
Yeah, get right on that, people, before somebody steal. Give me a little, you know, I'll take a penny out of every profit cent you get. That wouldn't make sense at all. All right. That's a good time. You want to talk about dips? If we talked about nibs, we'll just keep going.
I am done.
Okay.
I am so done right now.
Reach out to us. Ugh, I mean, that's a hard thing to say after that. What kind of people be reaching out to us with? Ramona Holloway.
No, don't, after Facebook. This, don't reach out to me. After, don't reach out to me by anything we've talked about right now.
Come in, Tokyo. Matt Harris, Facebook. We just told you about Eric Kelly and Instagram and also the Matt and Ramona Facebook page. Reach out, rate, share, subscribe, all that stuff. We will talk soon.